Welcome to another episode of Let's Chat With. Joining me is Spartan Deca co-creator, Yancey Colt. How are we doing today, Yancey?
Doing good, my friend. I appreciate you having me on. I love always having the opportunity to chat with the world and your community and beyond about everything that we do at Spartan Deca, man. So I appreciate the opportunity.
So you are the co-creator of Spartan and Deca. First, what is Spartan? How did it come about? What is involved in a Spartan competition? And what are the different levels of Spartan?
Well, at Spartan, you're talking about our amazing founder, creator, CEO, Joe DeSena, at Spartan Race, who's, now Spartan is the owner of Tough Mudder as well, and OCRWC and some other brands. But Spartan started way back in the day where Joe DeSena, he owns a beautiful ranch in Pittsville, Vermont, a beautiful farm, I should say. Mm-hmm. 700-800 acres, and it actually got the start on the farm. But around 2010, let's say, that's when it really got its, caught. Everybody started catching wind and of Spartan, and a lot of people started showing up by the thousands and doing what we call the Spartan obstacle course races. You know, the mud and the barbed wire on the sides of the mountain, and for all of us adults, got to go back to our childhood and stomp around in the mud. And people ask me all the time, why do you think it's been so successful? And I think that's why adults like you and I being able to be kids again and tackle obstacles and beautiful, in many cases, destinations, locations in the middle of the beautiful country. That's a short drive from a big city. And, fast forward to today, 14, 15 years later, 10, 12 million people have enjoyed that experience in 60 plus countries across the globe. With our Spartan brand, Spartan obstacle course racing brand, Tough Mudder, and Spartan Trail. And now the newest brand, Spartan Deca, which is about four years old.
What is involved in a Spartan competition?
So if for somebody out there that's like they've never been to one, picture 20, 30, 40 obstacles spread out over what we call our Spartan Sprint, Super, or our Beast. Sprint being the shortest version. We also have Spartan Stadium races where we're inside big sporting venues, but the Spartan Sprint being our shortest distance, and the Spartan Super, and then the Spartan Beast. Think give or take 5, 10, and 15K distances. And then we have our Spartan Ultra, which is our Beast times two. We've had 24-hour Spartan Ultras. So a little something for everybody. We also have the kids division at these events. So I mentioned Stadion. That's a 5K distance inside, like a, picture the Boston Red Sox, Fenway Park, or a big, the Notre Dame Stadium, or a baseball or football arena, let's say, indoors and outdoor arenas. And the Sprints, the Supers, the Beasts, and the Ultras, always going to be outdoors in some beautiful location. And we call it, I call it compromised running, as far as a coach is concerned, where you run a certain distance or walk a certain distance, you tackle an obstacle, and then rinse and repeat many, many times throughout that course until you cross the finish line. As we say at Spartan, you'll know at the finish line. Everybody finishes. Some just fail more obstacles than others. You talk about a clean race, that's conquering the entire course with zero failure. But really and truly, it seems intimidating, but you see all levels of fitness out there on a Spartan, tackling Spartan and Tough Mudders all the time.
What kind of obstacles are there involved?
We have basic obstacles like barbed wire crawls and heavy carries, and a lot of times where we're using the terrain, and then many cases where we'll build an obstacle. It could be a set of monkey bars or rigs or cargo nets, all kinds of different things where you would say you have to use your mind and your body. Do you see the obstacle coming up, and you got to decide, okay, how am I going to tackle that? Grip and pull strength endurance is very, very important. You have things like our famous spear throw, where balance and coordination, hand-eye coordination come into play. Obstacles where 99% of the obstacles where you can go to a local gym and just, if you become more fit in general, your obstacle failure is going to go down as you become more fit. Think things that, you don't have to practice for months and months and months to get better at, but the more fit, more general fitness, as it improves, obstacle failure goes down. So there's nothing in there that you look at and it's like, oh my gosh, that's impossible. If you go, a person that's relatively fit that goes into a Spartan or a Tough Mudder obstacle race, they have a really good chance of conquering all or most of those obstacles. But again, as your general fitness improves, obstacle failure is going to go down.
How should one train for a Spartan race? Like, is there anything they should focus on?
Yeah, let's talk about that. The key points there, you're going to be doing some heavy carries. You need to, if you're a general runner, let's say, you need to start working on compromise running. So let's say you run 400 meters and then you tackle an obstacle. Well, a lot of of times that obstacle is going to tax you. It's going to tax your arms, your legs, your core, your overall body's going to get smacked around a little bit. And then you got to run again. Well, general runners are not used to that. So if you're at a gym, let's create a super simple workout. We're on the treadmill for 3 minutes. And then we're hanging on a bar. We do two pull-ups, some hand position changes, maybe some shoulder taps. And then we're back to the treadmill. Well, this time we're going to carry a sandbag while we're on the treadmill. Another 3 or 4 minutes. And then we're going to go back to that station where we're working our grip strength again, and then back. And so what's happening there is we're pretending that we're tackling an obstacle when we get off that treadmill. We're hitting our grip and pull strength endurance. Maybe we're knocking out some burpees. Maybe we're working some farmer's carry. So we're working that grip strength and full body strength training. So we're making small obstacles in that gym and compromising that running, or you can even be on the treadmill with some incline while you're carrying that sandbag. So we're kind of building an obstacle course race inside the gym versus just going out and general running training or general strength training. We're combining the two, which is basically what you put your body through on race day at a Spartan race or a Tough Mudder.
2 years ago, Spartan went to Big Bear Lake in California for a competition as part of the YouTube series. Can you tell me more about that?
We've leaned in on Big Bear a lot. The ski resorts provide a phenomenal, let's take Big Bear as your question. You've got a massive ski resort, tons of incline, 10, 20, 30, 40, 60% grades. And what we do, we park our trailers in the general parking lot, and for 3 to 4 days, we are building on the sides of that mountain and on the tops of that mountain and at the base of that mountain at the ski resort. We're building obstacles all over that mountain. The race starts and you're up and down that mountain many times tackling those 20, 30, 40 obstacles. So picture from a skier perspective or a snowboarder, imagine that resort turned into a 5, 10, or 15 or 30K obstacle race at Big Bear. So hopefully that paints the picture. If you've never done it, you need to go to one of our big destination locations like a Big Bear and just experience that, because it's a magical experience.
Back in 2006, NBC had a competition called Spartan Ultimate Team Challenge. Have you seen it? If so, what'd you think of it?
I have a lot of good friends that competed in that. A lot of what they did was they leaned in on a lot of the very high level Spartan elites, let's call them, and they built teams around them. You had somebody like a Hunter McIntyre and then his just general humans on his team, and he's leading them through this course. I'll tell you what, that's something that I enjoyed watching that as a spectator. At that time, I was very competitive myself in Spartan racing. You just say maybe I was a little jealous that I wasn't there racing with them, but I really enjoyed watching that as a spectator. I think that's something that, it's a neat question. I would have loved to have seen that continue on, because I think they were really onto something really, really, really well. It was a lot of fun to watch. And, I still have a lot of friends, family, and even a few family members that competed in that, and just great memories from a spectator perspective.
So there's also the thing called DECA Fit. What is DECA Fit and how is it different from a Spartan race?
So I'll take you back to December 2019. I'm sitting in Joe DeSena's kitchen in Pittsville, Vermont. And I'm like, Joe, we pulled 10, 12 million people off the couch with the mud and the barbed wire. But I'm here to tell you that as a fitness coach of 25 years and a fitness business owner, I would argue that 70, 80, 90% of the people, we may never get to the mud and the barbed wire. What if we created a system, a new Spartan brand, where gyms, clubs, studios, and boxes held Spartan DECA events inside their brick and mortar facilities? So we take away the mud and the barbed wire, and we create 10 awesome functional fitness zones. And these gyms are able to bring Spartan to town and put on these events. Fast forward to today, we have 320 gyms, clubs, studios, and boxes across the United States, Canada, Mexico, the United Kingdom, Italy, Ireland, Australia, and many other countries that are holding these events, anywhere from 10 to 40 events every weekend inside their brick and mortar facility. And we built it around a DECA. It's called the DECA Affiliate Program. So we check 4 boxes for the gym owner: revenue generation, lead generation, member retention, and exercise adherence. You put on these events, we stand up the online registration, the online check-in, we gamify everything with leaderboards, we send you the t-shirts, the medals, the trifecta wedges, and we have 3 events, 3 brands. The DECA Strong is 10 zones with no running. DECA Mile is 10 zones, each zone preceded by 160 meters of running. So picture you open up the bay doors or the double doors and you put a cone 80 meters out, you run out and back, knockout zone 1, rinse and repeat 9 more times. That's DECA Mile. So that's 2/3 of the equation. DECA Fit is our 5K version. And those are held inside big convention center type spaces or sport arenas where you have the 10 zones in the center and then 500 meters running 2 laps around the track before each zone. That's the 5K version. So we'll have anywhere from 10 to 40 events. Let's just look at the United States here, for example. 10 to 40 events every weekend across the United States, all over the country. And then we travel around to all the regions. We'll be in Anaheim this weekend for all the listeners. They'll probably hear this after the fact. But Anaheim this weekend, 1,000 plus people will compete. You may have 40 or 50 of our affiliate gyms represented there. And then probably 100 gyms total represented there. The gym space will probably make up 90 plus percent of the ticket sales. So those gym members will compete. So now for our affiliate gyms throughout the year, they'll hold several DECA Strong and DECA Mile events inside their brick and mortar facilities or outside on nice days if they want to. And then they earn their trifecta by going to the big convention center type space and earning the DECA Fit, crossing the DECA Fit finish line. So that's the DECA Strong, DECA Mile, and DECA Fit. And of course, we have DECA Strong, DECA Mile, DECA Fit teams and the Ruck division. So honestly, we created this. The concept was create a globally recognized sport designed for all levels of fitness in the same arena on the same day using the exact same standards. All levels of fitness can come together and celebrate the power of fitness. Because keep in mind, let's look at the United States. 80% of the people in this country have never crossed the finish line. They're overweight. They're unfit. They're not on a good fitness journey. They've never had a gym membership, and they don't participate in the common participatory sports. We built DECA for that group of people, and that's why you get tears in the eyes every time you go to a DECA fit, because you see these people in tears themselves crossing their very first finish line. Or maybe it's been a long, long time. We hang a medal around their neck, and that goes a long way from preventing that person from pushing fitness out of their life moving forward. So exercise, it's a great exercise adherence tool. So we really broaden the bookends when we added DECA to the Spartan brand. It is in your city, in Vancouver, let's take, or in my city in Austin, 80% of our people are not stepping up to a start line and testing their fitness. We built DECA for them. If let's say, and you take a big area like, let's take Los Angeles, Southern California, where there's about 50 affiliates. Everybody can relate to that. Tens of thousands of people have crossed those finish lines. And those members are putting their coaching hat on and inviting their friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors into that gym event. And they cross that finish line. I'm like, wait a second, I had a good time here. I was really nervous because the optics of fitness scare me, but that met me where I am right now. I'm 100 pounds overweight and unfit. And I did exactly what my friend Susie did. And I finished. It just took me longer. Now, if you look at the dynamics of fitness racing and just participatory sport in general, on average, 65% of ticket sales are males, 35% females. At DECA, since we launched, we've been 51% females. Females own the fitness space, the group exercise space, and these gym events take place inside their second home, their gym. So we love the fact that I think we've really cracked the code, and we have, the females are dominating the space. Well, 51% is not dominating, but we love those statistics. It would take me an hour or two to really explain everything, but that's about a 5-minute pitch on all things DECA. So it gets affiliate program. The gyms generate really, really nice revenue. We charge them very, very little, and they get a lot for what we charge them. And they bring Spartan Race to town whenever the heck they want to. Spartan DECA.
DECA recently announced new zone updates. Can you explain them?
Pretty basic, actually. For zone 1 and 10 are the two most common. We now have what's called a rep line for zone 1. It makes it a little easier for the competitor and the judges to eliminate, just to kind of clean up the standards there. Both feet must be in front of that rep line before you start your next rep, so it eliminates the split squat jump. Was getting a little out of hand. And on zone 10, probably the biggest change is now full hip, knee, and elbow extension are required on that burpee. So we're basically following the Spartan Stadion, which is where the Spartan Ram burpee was first introduced in 2019 down in Arizona. We're following those exact standards. We used to have the standard where you press the ram above the head where you could see space from the bottom of the ram and the top of the head. Now we require that full standing nice and tall with full elbow extension. Those are the two key changes. This year will be our third world championship. We were in New Jersey in 22, Dallas-Fort Worth in 23, and we're getting ready to announce. If we would have shot this podcast tomorrow, I could have officially announced it on this podcast, but I got to wait one more day.
Do you have any DECA or Spartan events in Canada? If so, how can people get involved?
Yes, up in your neck of the woods, we've got probably 5 or 6 affiliates up there. They'll average 2, 3, or 4 events a year. DECA Strong and DECA Mile, DECA Strong and DECA Mile teams. Of course, the Ruck division as well. We will have our first DECA Fit this year in Canada. I can't give any more specifics other than that, but we've got an amazing team up there that's organizing that as we speak. And when I say DECA Fit, that's the big convention center type space. This will be pretty much a full-scale DECA Fit later this year in Canada. And Canada and the United Kingdom were the first two countries that really embraced DECA outside of the United States. And so we love, as a fellow Canadian myself, being born in British Columbia, dual citizen, I'm very partial to our Canadians, our Canadian gyms. Zach and Amber Tate, for example, Pure Impact, they've probably held, they're not too far from you. They've held probably five or six amazing events inside their Pure Impact gym. But if you go to the Gym Finder page at our website, deka.fit, deka.fit, and you go to the Gym Finder page, you'll see about 320 red map pins spread all across the globe. Most of them in the United States, but you can zoom in on Canada and see, you can see if you have an affiliate gym in your area. And for any gyms out there listening to this, if you want to affiliate with us, just reach out and I'll get you set up.
How are you trying to get competitors to your events when there's competitions like CrossFit and Hydrox vying for participants?
We love what Hydrox and CrossFit are doing. Here's the deal. Everybody in the fitness industry, the fitness space, gym ownership, coaches, trainers, we're in the business of dealing the world's most powerful drug, fitness, movement, and exercise. We've seen it change and save lives. That's why 99.9% of us love what we do. That's why we got into this sport, or this space, I should say. It served us when we were young, many of us, or at some point in time in our life, somebody served us with fitness, or we just fell in love with serving people with fitness and seeing the power of what it does for people. It does, it saves and changes, it changes lives every single day. And so it doesn't, a lot of times people will look at us as a competitor, but I don't look at those people as, I love what CrossFit's doing. I love what Hyrox is doing because they are getting people more fit. Same with Spartan, same with Tough Mudder. When you mention CrossFit and you think about Spartan, two of the largest fitness movements the world has ever seen. Literally, those two brands alone are responsible for tens of millions of people getting off their ass. So we love that. At DECA, though, a little different than what we... keep in mind that our maniacal focus when we built DECA was the 80%. Not the... when we talk about participatory sport, we talk about Hyrox, we talk about Spartans, Tough Mudders, CrossFit, all the stuff that's available, marathons, half marathons, triathlons. 99% of those people doing that are in the 20%, 10-20%. Maniacal focus on the people that have never crossed the finish line in their life, that are intimidated by sport in general. That's who we built DECA for. We thought the 10-20% would love it, and they do, but that's never been our focus. That will never be our major focus. We love the big events, and we love those elites and the live coverage of that. I love it because I'm an athlete and I love competition, but our goal was to completely flip the game upside down on its head and fast forward 5, 6, 7 years from now and see millions of people that have crossed the finish line that possibly would have never stepped up to that finish line if there wasn't a truly authentic and genuine sport that was created for them. And all the people that have that gym membership and love compete could honestly put their coaching hat on and talk to everybody in their ecosystem and say, listen, Susie or Bill, this event was created for you. I promise you it's going to meet you where you're at right now. And they all cross, they all find the finish line. We hang a medal around their neck. That's the difference. And I love it all though, but there is a key difference. When we designed our zones, I want you to think 2,000 to 3,000 years ago when it wasn't fitness and exercise. I said, we got to check two very, very specific boxes. If we pull 1,000 people off the street in your community right now, and they're all overweight and unfit, I wanted them to say, this is low risk of injury and it meets me where we're at right now. And I didn't want a coach or a gym owner to have to teach them a damn thing. It's super basic movement, lift, carry, push, pull, kneel down and stand back up, get over a base, get all the way down on the ground, stand back up, get over a basic obstacle. In this case, a 24-inch box, you can step, jump, or crawl your ass up over it. And three basic forms of transportation that have been around a long time, row, ski, and bike. In this case, the air bike. That's our 10 zones. It's low risk of injury and you don't have to teach anybody how to do any of them. But when combined, it's a great full body functional fitness test designed for all levels.
If someone like me who mainly does workouts at home to compete for a first time, which event would you recommend and why?
Just being super honest, when DECA became a part of the Spartan ecosystem, the bookends dramatically widened. I would say the lowest barrier of entry at Spartan Race under our umbrella before DECA was the Stadion, which I love the Stadion. It's still a beautiful high level competition, but it's the lowest barrier of entry we provide. It's a little cleaner. There's no mud in the barbed wire. And those normally take place inside a big city. So short drive to millions of people. But DECA now truly is that lowest barrier of entry. If you can walk and you can breathe, there's a damn good chance you're going to cross that finish line. And I'm not exaggerating. But it's also for all levels. So we just expanded the book in. So I would recommend going to a DECA Strong event. There's literally been 1,000 plus of them in gyms all over. If we're talking about the United States and your area in Canada, 99% of the people have a gym that's within a short driving distance where that's going to hold a DECA Strong. That's our 10 zones with no running. And you can level up to the DECA Mile where you run or walk 160 meters prior to each zone. So recommend that. And it's a phenomenal gateway drug to all things Spartan and Tough Mudder. And I mean, I kind of did it all backwards. I met Joe DeSena 30 hours into my 72-hour death race in 2013 on the side of his mountain in Pittsville, Vermont. See the bib right there. You got the skull right back there. That's Joe and I. He's trying to kill me on the side of his mountain, and we're talking business. We've been friends and been working with Joe Joe for ever since the past 11 years. We've got extreme stuff like that, but DECA, to answer your question, truly does provide, it meets everybody where they're at right now. You can join the team. Let's say you're still, maybe you think you're a little unfit to do DECA by itself. Go DECA Strong Teams or DECA Mile or DECA Fit Teams, where you and I can partner together and divide and conquer. So let's say there's a zone that your friend is super intimidated by. No worries. I'll do that one. We'll divide and conquer the other nine together. We have disabled people partnering together, special needs. We've had people that are blind and deaf and all kinds of beautiful issues, beautiful things that they're dealing with. And they partner together and with zero modifications, they divide and conquer that. We've had people in that situation, various situations that have qualified for world championships because the teams allows that two people to partner together and they can divide and conquer the arena together. So for the cyborgs, it's fun to watch. Pretty much no matter what situation you're in, you can find a teammate and you guys can conquer teams together.
Besides the medals and crossing the finish line, what's one thing you hope people take away from competing and finishing one of your events?
Fitness, movement, and exercise truly is the world's most powerful drug. Not everybody in the world has been touched by that very powerful drug. I've been doing it for 25 years as a coach, as a competitor, as a fitness business owner. I've seen it. I've experienced it. Being in the fitness industry, gym ownership, or coaching world, I kind of compare it to teachers and nurses, those type of careers where 95% of the people have no business being in that career. It is the ultimate service industry where we get to serve people with this amazing, powerful drug. At Spartan, we say you'll know at the finish line, and that's exactly what that means. You will know. You will feel empowered. The medal is a beautiful symbol of I finished, and the shirt, and you get to wear those with pride. I'm wearing a DECA Mile shirt right now, back from 2021. But more powerful than that is that feeling that you got when you walked up to the start line with some butterflies. You got out on course and you were like, you started questioning yourself. It's like, oh my gosh, this is tough. And that's because everybody has a little bit of competitive juices in their body and everybody finds themselves pushing themselves and they finish and they feel the power of that drug. And it's a healthy drug. It's like, wait a second. It's some things to be slightly addicted by them is healthy. And I could get you on a gym training program and you are 10 times more likely to stick with it long-term if periodically I can get you to test your fitness. That's why DECA was created. So we love the symbols of finish, the medals and the shirts and the leaderboard that you go to, but actually feeling that, saying yes to somebody that coached you into coming is like, okay, I'll give it a try. And then finishing, you now with no certification, you're not an actual formal coach, but you're coaching. You're now putting your coaching hat on, spreading the word to your friend, family, coworker, neighbor, getting them to their first start line. And it was just a couple weeks ago that you did your very first one. So to answer your question, that I can't, that's the best answer I could possibly give you.
Finally, where can people find more information about Spartan and DECA Fit? Website, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Threads?
Yeah, so Spartan.com for all things Spartan, Toughmudder.com for all things Toughmudder, DECA.fit, that's DEKA.fit for all things DECA. Instagram handles at DECA.fit for DECA, at Spartan or at Spartan Race, that's our Instagram handles, at Toughmudder. You can reach me at Yancey Culp, C-U-L-P, that's Yancyculp on Instagram. Those are all of our Instagram handles. I could keep going, but I think that's enough. Those are our websites and our IG handles. You can send, the best way to communicate with me is just shoot me an Instagram, a private message at Yancey Culp. If you're interested in the affiliate program, learning more, if you're interested in anything we talked about on this podcast, or just in this life, anything in general, when it comes to just, you know, here's the thing. I'll finish on this. I always coach my clients. As a good coach, you graciously tell your people exactly what they should do. You need to be selfish with your time. This is your beautiful machine, and you're either going to respect it or disrespect it. 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week. Hopefully you get up in the 5, 6 times a week category. You're saying, wait a second, for the next 45 minutes, this is Yancey time. It is about me right now. It's my 45 minutes. Now in return, you start stacking good days, weeks, months on top of each other, years, you're going to be a much better version of yourself. And now because you served yourself, a little selfish at the time, you are able to serve everybody in your ecosystem, your friends, family, or coworkers. You're able to serve them. You're able to do the type of work you want to do. You're able to say yes to vacations with your kids, active vacation with your kids, events to your grandkids. You're able to say yes to everything this beautiful rock of ours called Planet Earth provides us versus saying no to shit way too early. That's what's happening with the largest percentage of people because they're not taking care of themselves. So reach out to me. If you simply need some motivation to move, I'll get you to a start line. I'll serve you in any way I can. And I speak for our entire Spartan, Tough Mudder, and DECA ecosystem and team when I say that. That's the business that we're in. The power of the start line, the power of helping people gain gamify fitness in their life and take better care of their beautiful machine. That's what we do for a living at Spartan Tough Mudder and DECA.
Well, thank you, Yancey, for joining me on this episode of Let's Chat With.
Appreciate you, brother.